Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Yud Dalet, 7 lines in the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara was discussing the end of the Mishnah on Daf Tesam and Beis, which stated that a Mazik is chayv to pay for any damages, chutz m'reshusim yuchedes l'mazik, aside for damages that occurred in the reshus of the Mazik, because the owner will say that turch b'reshusim my boy, why was Yishar in my reshus? And on the next 2 lines of the Mishnah, the Gemara had a machlekes yesterday between Rav Chista and Rav Elezer as to the Pshat in the Mishnah, and the lashon of the Mishnah was, reshus and the Mishnah ended, and before we begin, let's clarify the machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Elezer, and all agree that certainly if damage happens in the Rishus of the Mazik, then all cases of Hezek, that the Mazik would be potter as Turch B'Rishusim my boy, and B'Rishus Rabim, there is no question that Shein V'Regel would be potter as the Pasuk states, Ubiya B'Stei Acher, and certainly Rishus Rabim is not considered Stei Acher. However, B'Negeya Karen, certainly Yechai B'Rishus Rabim as the din of Ubiya B'Steyacher doesn't apply to Karen, and the machlekes between Rav Chista and Rav Elezer is in regard to Shein V'Regel and Reuven's animal damaged an item of Shimon's in the Rishus that belongs to both of them and is a joint Rishus, for example, like a Chatzar Shutvim, and what our Mishnah refers to as Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik. And the question is that the words Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik relate back to the words of the Mishnah that stated Chutz Rishus HaMiyuchedes L'Mazik, or do we say that the words Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik are to be read with the end of the Mishnah that state Kishiz Chav Mazik L'Sham Tashlum Nezik B'Meitav Aretz, and you would be chayiv. And Rav Chista learned that the words of Kishizik Chav Mazik is going forward, and therefore, although you're going to be potter in Rishus of the Mazik, however, if you're in a Rishus that belongs to both of them, then Reuven will be chayiv for Shein V'Regel, even though it's a Rishus that belongs to both the Nizik and the Mazik, and even though it's a Rishus that the Mazik has a right to be, but the Mais is still considered to be a Bisteacher, and certainly Reuven would be responsible for the Karen of his Shar in a Rishus that belongs to the Nizik and the Mazik, because as we said, the chayiv for Karen even applies in Rishus Rabbi, and certainly in a Rishus that belongs to only the Mazik and the Nizik. In the fear of Chista, it was very simple to read our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Chutz Mishus HaMiyuchedes L'Mazik, where you pata, and then the Mishnah continued with a new clause, or Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik. However, in a Rishus, that's a Rishus of both of the Nizik and Mazik, and the Rishus of Shutvim, Kishahizik Chav HaMazik L'Sham Tashlum Nizik, the mate of Aretz, and Reuven will be Chayiv for any Hezik that his animal causes in a joint Rishus, for example, like Chatzah Shutvim, and certainly this applies to Karen as well as Shein V'Regel. And Rabbi Elazar learns that when the Mishnah stated Chutz Mishus HaMiyuchedes L'Mazik and continues Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik, the Mishnah is actually telling us that just like the Mazik is potter for Shein V'Regel, if the damage occurs in the Rishus of the Mazik, the same din would apply if the damage occurs in a joint Rishus where the Nizik and the Mazik both have Rishus in their Chatzah, and for example in the Chatzah Shufim. And therefore, Lagabi Shein V'Regel, Rabbi Elazar treats the Rishus of the Nizik and Mazik just like a Rishus of Rabim, and when there's a Rishus of the Nizik and the Mazik, it's not considered that he was Bir B'Steacher, and therefore Reuven will be potter. However, as we stated, this would only apply to Shein V'Regel, which is a p'tur based on the pasuk of Bir B'Steacher. However, B'negeya Karen, which is chayiv in Rishus Rabim, therefore certainly Reuven will be chayiv for the Karen of his Shar if his Shar stays Shimon Shar in the Rishus that belongs to the Mazik and the Nizik. And the Gemara then continued and explained that according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar, so what does the Mishnah mean when it continues and says Rishus Chava Mazik? If Lamaisa, we just stated a different term, as we said, then Chutz Rishus Miyuchedes L'Mazik, Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik Da'al Pato. So what is this last clause of the Mishnah coming to teach you? And the Gemara explained that according to Shmuel, who said that in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where Shor refers to Regel and Mav refers to Shein, Lefi Shmuel, this clause of the Mishnah is coming to include that there is a Chiyah for Karen, and it makes sense that the Mishnah actually says it at this point, since we just said that there are certain times a Pato for Shein V'Regel, and the Mishnah says, B'negeya Karen, you'd be Chayiv, even if it's in the Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik. And the Gemara then continued, and he asked that Lechir, according to Rav, that learned in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Shor refers to Karen Shein V'Regel, Mavi refers to Adam HaMazik. So Lechir, what are the words in our Mishnah of Kishizik Chav HaMazik coming to include? And the Gemara brought a Braisa that states, Kishizik Chav HaMazik, that the words in our Mishnah of Kishizik Chav HaMazik is coming to include, Shai Mechilim Vashoyol, Neisi Socha Vashoycha, Shai Zika Behem Bishusan, that Tam Mishalam Chatzit Nezik, Umur Mishalam Nezik Shalim. And the Braisa also included, Nifritu Belaylo, Isha Pitu Elistim, Vyatsa Vizika, that you Pata. And we didn't explain this in great detail yesterday, and that will be the subject of today's daf. And our Gemara begins, Omemar, we just stated in the Braisa, Kishizik Chav HaMazik is Lahavi, Shai Mechilim Vashoyol, Neisi Socha Vashoycha. And the Braisa continued and said, Shai Zika Behem Bishusan, that some sort of Hezek happened from an animal in their Rishus, and we stated that Tam Mishalam Chatzit Nezek, Umur Mishalam Nezek Shalim, that in the case of Karen, a Tam would pay Chatzit Nezek, and a Mur would pay Nezek Shalim. And the Gemara asked, Hechi Dami, was the case that the Brice is referring to? In regard to our Gemara, we will discuss a Shoyal, because a Shoyal is the one that has the greatest this chiyuvim as a shaila is chayiv ba'insin. And also, as we continue, we will use an example where Reuven borrowed an animal from Shimon. Reuven is called a shoyl, and of course, Shimon is the mashal, he's the lender. The Gemara continues, Ilaima daski tur de mashal tur de shoyl. If you're going to tell me that the case of the brisa is that Shimon shor, and Shimon, of course, is the lender, and that shor goes and shtoises the shor of the borrower and of Reuven. And now Reuven goes to Shimon and he says that you owe me money because your shor damaged my shor. And if this is the case, then the brisa is telling us that in that scenario, Shimon would be chayiv to pay to Reuven chetzi nezek if his shor is a tam, and nezek shalom if his shor is a muad. And the Gemara states that can't be the pshat because lay malay, let the lender Shimon say to the borrower and he should say to Reuven, ilu azik ba'alma b'yisl shlumi at, since you borrowed my animal, and then certainly you had a responsibility to guard my animal that it shouldn't damage anyone, and certainly if my animal would have gone out and damaged Levi's shor, for example, then certainly Reuven would be chayiv to pay as Reuven had the chi of shmirah. And therefore Shimon says to Reuven, hashtad askel turi didcha be'inel shlumi, do you think that now that my shor damaged your shor that I would have to pay? You were the one that was supposed to be guarding my shor in general, and therefore certainly how would you think that I should be chayiv if you were actually the one that had a responsibility to guard the shor that shouldn't do damage? And therefore certainly no one would be chayiv in this case, as lemaisa it's Reuven's problem and Reuven's fault. The Gemara continues, el daaski tur de shoyl tur de mashal, and if you're going to tell me that the case was where the shor of the borrower, meaning Reuven's shor, damaged the shor of the lender, meaning Shimon's shor that Reuven borrowed, and the brisa said that in this case Reuven would be responsible to pay Shimon chetzi nezek if his shor was a tam, and nezek shalom if his shor was a muad. But le malay, let Shimon say to Reuven, ilu izik ma'alma b'yisul shlumi kuli teruah, that since you are a shoyl and therefore you chayiv on all insin, so if Levi's shor would have shtoised my shor, then certainly even though Levi may be chayiv to pay chetzi nezek as his shor was a tam, but lemaisa you are makabel all hezek, and therefore though all you could collect from Levi is chetzi nezek, Shimon says to Reuven that you lemaisa would have been chayiv to pay me the full nezek, as lemaisa you were makabel all insin, and therefore you chayiv to replace my shor and pay the full damages. And therefore, although it's true that Reuven would be chayiv to pay to Shimon, but lemaisa the brisa states that if it was a tam, he'd only pay chetzi nezek, and Reuven should pay nezek shalom. And as the Gemara says, that Shimon says to Reuven, hashad aski tur didcha pal gnisku de mishamsli, now that your shor is the one that was mazik my shor, do you think that you should only pay chetzi nezek? Certainly you should pay nezek shalom. Based on this question, the Gemara goes back to its original understanding, and the Gemara states, lo'ilum da aski tur de mashal, latur de shoyl, that really the case was the shor of the lender damaged the shor of the borrower, and Shimon's shor damaged Reuven's shor. And although the Gemara previously asked that why would Shimon be chayiv to Reuven if Reuven is the one that was responsible to guard the shor, the Gemara explains that the case of the brisa is specifically talking about a scenario where when Reuven borrowed the shor, he actually was only mekabel himself that he would guard the shor and make sure that the shor does not damage, but he did not accept upon himself the responsibility to guard the shor, that the shor of Shimon should not go and damage someone else or damage someone else's property. Therefore, even if the shor of Shimon would have damaged the shor of Levi, then Shimon would be chayiv and Reuven would not be chayiv, because Reuven was not mekabel responsibility to make sure that Shimon's shor does not damage anyone. And therefore, the same thing would apply if Shimon's shor damages Reuven's own shor, that Shimon would be chayiv and be responsible. In the top thesis on Daf Yudal Nal, thesis is from Tema, kibin like kabel le pshito the tam shalom chetzi nezek umu mishalom nezek shalom. The lechayer, if Reuven did not accept responsibility to guard this animal, then certainly Shimon would be chayiv for any damages that his animal causes. And thesis explains that the chiddush of the brisa is that the sal kedaitach, that one may have thought the shmiras and zaka da amal like kabel, that although it's true that Reuven was not mekabel to guard the shor that shouldn't damage Levi's shor, for example, or anyone else's property. However, maybe since Reuven actually borrowed the shor for Shimon, therefore certainly he was mekabel that at least regarding his own animals and his own property, Reuven would be responsible to make sure that Shimon's shor that he borrowed would not damage his own property. And kamash b'lan, that the brisa teaches us, even if the lender's shor damages Reuven's shor, then Shimon would still be responsible. Our Gemara continues, ihochi, if we just explain that the case of the brisa is in the scenario where Reuven, who was the borrower, was not mekabel himself to guard the shor that it doesn't damage anyone else, and he wasn't mekabel shmiris nezakav, the end of that brisa is also talking about a case where there was a shoyl that borrowed an animal from Shimon, and that shor went out and damaged someone. And as the Gemara states, ima seifa, let us see the seifa of the same brisa that states, nifritza b'layla, if the shor of the lender or Shimon's shor breaks out of the corral at night, oisha patua listim, or listim broke the corral, yatsa vizika, and then the shor of the mashal of the lender goes out and damages, pata, then Reuven is pata, habiyayim chayim, but if it went out during the day and the animal went and damaged, then Reuven would be chayiv. And certainly in the Sefer, the diyuk is that the borrower would be chayiv, as we can't say that the lender would be chayiv, as l'maisa, even if it's during the daytime, the lender has no reason to know that the animal broke out and went out to damage. In regard to the lender, there would be no difference if the animal broke out during the day or if it broke out at night, and in both cases, the lender should be potter. And therefore, although in the Reisha we explained that we're talking about the schayvis of the lender, but in the Sefer, certainly we were talking about the schayvis of the borrower. And the Gemara's question is that if you just told us that the case of the Braisa is where the borrower was not mekabel himself to guard the animal from being mazik someone, so l'chira, halakibel of shmiras nezakov, since Reuven was not mekabel and did not accept responsibility to guard the animal from damaging someone else, even if the animal broke out during the day, and therefore the borrower should have known about it, and he should have been able to go and find the animal because it was light outside, but l'maisa, Reuven never accepted upon himself responsibility to guard the animal from damaging, and therefore how could it be that Reuven would be chayiv? And the Gemara answers, hachi kama, that this is how you have to explain the Braisa, that in kibbul of shmir zedok of chayiv, that we have to add in another line after the Reisha, that if Reuven was mekabel himself to guard the animal from damaging, and certainly if the lender's animal goes and damages someone else, then Reuven would be chayiv, and if the lender's animal damages the shor of Reuven, then Shimon would not be chayiv. And it's in regard to this case that the Braisa continues and says that since Reuven accepted upon himself to guard Shimon's animal even for Shmir's Nezakov, therefore Nifritz of Belaila should pursue a list of Yatzav and Zika Potter. If it was done at night, then he would be Potter. However, if the animal breaks out during the day, then Reuven accepted upon himself the responsibility to guard the animal that should be Mazik anything, and therefore since it broke out during the day and Reuven had time to go and find the animal and he would have known about the fact that it broke out during the daytime, therefore Reuven, who was the borrower, would be chayiv for any damage that Shimon Shor, that Reuven borrowed, causes. And before we continue, let's point out that Taisis at the bottom of the Yud Gimel Beis asks that L'chira, why the Gemara say that we're talking about a case where the Shor of the lender damages the Shor of the borrower, and we're specifically talking about a case where the borrower accepted upon himself the Shmira of the animal to ignore that the animal doesn't get damaged, but he did not accept it upon himself that he will guard the animal, that it won't cause any damage to others. In L'chira, the Gemara could have also stated the opposite case, and the case could have been where the Shor of the borrower damages the Shor of the lender, and we're talking about a case where he was mekabel himself to guard the animal that shouldn't damage others, but he was not mekabel himself to guard the animal that the animal itself should not get damaged. And Taisa explains, because that is not a normal scenario, and it's loishchiach, and as Taisa explains at the bottom of the Taisa, that b'shoyel loishchiach lemeimbachi, the mistama shoyel kibbalea shmirim ula, as certainly when someone borrows something from someone else, then they're definitely going to be mekabel himself a very high level of shmira in order to guard the property that they borrowed from the lender. And as we know, that a shoyel is chayiv in all einsin. And as the Rashba says, that really we could have said so, el d'lav erich aral l'mse shoyer l'shoymish l'yikabal of shmir skufay. And our Gemara goes back to the machliks that we had between Rav Chista and Rabbi Leza as to how to explain our Mishnah when the Mishnah stated Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik. And Rabbi Leza explained that this clause goes back on the clause of the Mishnah that stated the Chutz Mishus HaMiyuchedes L'Mazik, and it's telling us that this is the animal of the Mazik that's in the Rishus that belongs both to the Nizik and the Mazik and damages through Shein and Regel, then the Mazik would be Potter, and since the Mazik has Rishus to be in this field, therefore it's not considered to be a Bistei Acher and your Potter. Gemara will ask on Rabbi Leza from a Braisa, because V'atani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef taught us Chutz HaShufim V'Putnet Chai Ben Al Shein V'Regel, that if there's a Chutz HaShufim, meaning a field or a Chutz that belongs to Nizik and Mazik, or there's a hotel, and Rashi says Bayis Gadol Shergil Orchem V'Chsenoy Lolim Boy, the owner of the hotel as well as the guests have Rishus to be there, and therefore the Mazik had Rishus to be in the hotel. The Braisa tells us that Yichai V'Shein V'Regel, as Rashi tells us, V'Lo Yhavik Rishus Rabim, and it doesn't have a din like Rishus Rabim where you'd be Potter V'Shein V'Regel. The whole Ve'im Yuchlub De Rishus Rabim El Isan Darim Boy, since in a Chutz HaShufim or in a hotel, it is not open for everyone to come there, therefore it still fits into the din of Ubiya B'Stei Acher, and it's called B'Stei Acher, Shari Aladei Skiris Heim Darim Sham, as in order for someone to come into this area, they have to pay a fee to be in the hotel. Rashi is trying to explain to us how to define Rishus Rabim, how to find an area where Mazik would be Chayiv for Shein V'Regel, and Rashi defines it based on the Nizik having the ability to stay there for free, or if the Nizik had to pay there, and therefore it's considered like his Sadr, and therefore it's considered stay acher, whereas Rishus Rabim, where you don't pay for being there and it's for free, therefore it can't be considered the field of the Nizik, and that would not be considered to be a b'stei acher. The Meister Rabbi Leza taught us that by Chutz HaShufim, the field that belongs to a Nizik and to a Mazik, the din is that you potter fin shein v'regel, and it's not considered to be a b'stei acher, and tiyufta Rabbi Leza, and l'chayr fin his b'raisa, it's a tiyufta the sheet of Rabbi Leza, and how Rabbi Leza explained that Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Amal Rabbi Leza, Lezer, Rabbi Lezer will respond to you, but Tizbir of Mastisa Milay Pligi, although you may be correct from this brisa, it seems against my shita, but the Maisa, there's another brisa that argues on this brisa, and I hold like that other brisa, because Vatanya, we learned in the brisa, about Klolis, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Imam ben Zakin, there are four different general rules that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar teaches us, Benigea Hezek. Number one, Kalshu Rishus Lenizik, any place where it's Rishus for the Nizik, Veloy Lamazik, and the Mazik doesn't have any right to be there, and Chayeb Akol, and the Gemara will explain that not only will the Mazik be Chayeb for all types of Hezek, but he will also be Chayeb Nezik Sholim, even if his animal was a tam and he damages in the chutz of the nizik with Karen. As Rashi says, the Kamon Mefarish, Afil Karen Tama, Mishal Nezik Sholim, Ho, Venichlis, Lushusa, Vizika. Bryce continues with category number two, the Mazik, Velayla Nizik. If there's a Rishus for the Mazik to be there and not for the Nizik to be there, Potter may call, then the Mazik will be Potter on all types of damages because the Mazik says to Nizik, Turch Bishusi, my boy. Bryce continues with the third category, Lizel Lizer. If the Mazik and the Nizik have Rishus to be there, Kagoin, Chesah Shufim, it was a chutz that belonged to both the Mazik and the Nizik, Vabika or a Bika, which belongs to multiple people, Potter Bala Shenva Regal, then you're going to be Potter for Shenva Regal, and that fits in exactly like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore Rabbi Elazar says, I have a Brisa that states specifically like me. As Rashi says, the reason why the Mazik will be Potter for Shenva Regal is because Loi Karina Beba Stay Acher, the Mashma Shei Miyuchad Nizik, as the Lashon Stay Acher is Mashma that the field of Miyuchad specifically to the Nizik, and the Mazik has no Rishus to be there at all. However, the Brisa continues that if it's a Chesah Shufim or a Bika, and there's Rishus for the Mazik and for the Nizik, then Benigea Karen, Al Negicha, Val Negifa, Val Neshicha, Val Bitza, Val Bita, which are all various cases of Karen or the Tolda of Karen, since we know that a Mazik is Chayiv for Karen, even in Rishus Rabim, therefore, if you have a spot where it's Rishus of the Mazik and the Nizik, then it's no worse than a case of Rishus Rabim, and therefore, Tam Shalom Chatzin Nezik, and Murid Mishalom Nezik Sholim. And the fourth category is Loy Luzev, Loy Luzev, Kagayin Chatzin Shinishal Shneim. Rashi brings down that the Gemara will explain we're talking about a scenario where this Chatzin doesn't belong to the Mazik and the Nizik, and the chutzah belongs only to the Nizik. And in that case, the Brice tells us, Chayeb al Shen Val Regal, that you're going to be Chayeb for Shen Val Regal, and al Hanigicha val Neshicha val Negifa val Vivitza val Beita, and in the case of Karen or told with the Karen, Tam Mishalom Chetzin Nezik, and Mun Mishalom Nezik Sholim. The Maisa the Gemara will explain that how could we say this fourth category, and in this case, where it's the Rishus of the Nizik and not the Mazik, and the Gay Karen, the Tam will be Chayeb Chetzin Nezik, and the Mun will pay Nezik Sholim, if we just said beforehand, if the Shor of the Mazik damages through Karen in the Rishus of the Nizik, then you pay Nezik Sholim. Chirud is a stereo between the second category of this Braisa and this fourth category of the Braisa, and the Gemara will discuss this momentarily. The Gemara continues with Rabbi Lezer's Raya that this Braisa is going according to Shita, as Ketani Mias we saw in this Braisa, that Chatzah Ashutra Mabika, Potabal Shenva Regal, that there is a Ptor for Shenva Regal in the Chatzah that belongs both to the Mazik and the Nizik, and this is exactly like Rabbi Lezer stated. And the Gemara now asks, Kasha Dodi, let Chirud is a stereo between these two Braises, and the Gemara answers, Kitani Ahi, Bechatzim Yuchadis Lezel Zeh, Bain Lepirius, Bain Lishvarim. And the second brisa that we brought, where we stated about Klolis here of Shimon ben Elazar Imer ben Zakin, we stated Lazel Zeh Kagan Chatzah Shutvim Abika Potter Bal Hashem Regal. That is discussing a case where both the Nizik and the Mazik have a right to be in this Chatzah, both to leave their pairs there as well as the ox. Therefore, it's not considered to be a Bistei Acher, and that's why you'll be Potter on Shen Regal. The Mazik sure had full rights to be in that Chatzah. However, Hid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's brisa where he brought the Chatzah Shutvim Abunne Chay Ben Al Shen Regal, that brisa specifically talks about a case of a chatzah miyuchedes l'peiris ve'in miyuchedes l'shvarim, that the chatzah is miyuchid for the peiris of the mazik and the nizik, and the mazik had no right to bring his shar into this chatzah, since the mazik didn't have any rights to be there with his shar. Therefore, legabi shvarim, this chatzah is considered like the chatzah of the nizik. The nizik did have rights to keep his peiris there, and then when the shar comes and damages his peiris through shein and regal, the legabi shein have the chatzah nizik, and like we said, that benegeya shein, it's considered like the chatzah nizik, and therefore even Rabbi Elazar would agree. Then in this case, the mazik will be chayiv as it fits into the pasuk of a bir b'steyacha, because the mazik shar went into the soda where the nizik had rishus to keep his payers, and the mazik had no rishus that his animal should be there. Gemara brings a raya. This is true. Dekanami diktoni hacha dumi de pundik. In the brayse that Rabbi Yisrael brought, we stated chatzah shufin va pundik, and we compared chatzah shufin and pundik. And as Rashi says, the pundik is ini miuchid l'shvarim l'fi sheshamu neches pragmatias soichrim, as everyone keeps their merchandise in the pundik ve'inin menich. Because they want to make sure that the animals don't come and dirty and break their kalim. That's why in the Brice Rabbi Yosef, he brought down these two examples and he compared the case of a chatzah shufim to the case of a bika, and he wanted to say that it was a similar scenario. And in regard to the Brice that Rabbi Elazar brought, where Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar stated that there are four clauses in the Zaken, and we stated that one of the Klara Gozara, Lizel Zed, it was a Rishus for both of them, Kagoyin Chasar Shutrim, we didn't compare it to a Puddik, we compare it to a Beko, and of course, a place where there's a bunch of fields, that's a place where there are Paris, and there are also Shvarim over there, and as Rashi states, Stam Biko, Royim Shom Shvarim, that certainly in plains, there are many animals that are pasturing. Since we're talking about an area where the Mazik had Rishus for his animal to be, therefore, Rabbi Elazar hold that this would be similar to the case of Rishus Rabim, and it would not fit into the category of Ubiya Bistei Acher, and that's why the Mazik would be Potter, and the Gemara states, Shmami, no, it's a good Raya. Gemara continues, Maskalor Zera, so Rabbi Zera asks a question, Kivin and Rechazel Paris, if you're saying the case is where there was a right for the Mazik to be there, at least to have his prayers there, Habinu Beir Bistei Acher Veleka, Lechera, it wouldn't be a Kiyam of Ubiya Bistei Acher, because the Maisa and Mazik has some rights in this Sada, and therefore it's not someone else's field. And Amalei Abaya, Abaya responds, Kivin and Rechazel Shvarim, Stei Acher Kuyin Abay, that since the Maisa, he doesn't have a right to being a Shvarim, so therefore at least been a Gay, the Hezek of Ishar, it's considered someone else's field, and that's why even according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mazik would be Chayiv. Gemara continues, Amalei Ravacha Medifta Ravina, Leima Medmasis Le Pligi, Amarei Nami Le Pligi, since we just explained that these two brises are not being chaylik each other, and one is talking about a case where the Shvarim had a right to be in the Sada, and therefore it's not considered to be a Bistachar, and you put it from Shem Regal, and the first brise was talking about a case where the animals did not have a right to be there, and therefore it's considered to be a Bistachar, and that is why you Chayiv in Shem Regal, so why don't we say that there really is no machlekes between Rav Chista and Rabbi Elazar? Rav Chista explained on Mishnah that we're talking about a Rishus HaNizik HaMazik and Zechotza Chufim and Chayiv Baal Shen V'Regel is talking about a case where the animals had no right to be there and therefore was considered to be a Bistachar and Yechayiv. And when Rabbi Elazar stated that Benegeya Chotza Chufim Yepotah Baal Shen V'Regel, it was specifically talking about a case where the animals also had a right to be there. Therefore, the Mazik would be Potah for Shen V'Regel because it would not be considered to be a Bistachar. The Gemara continues, a Malay Suravina tells Rav Acha Medipti in that in a Chanami, I agree that just like the Brises are not Chaylik, Damroyim are not Chaylik either, the Intim Slayim Pligi, and even if you can say there is Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chisra, Bechushit Abzira, Perukat Abaya Pligi, the Machlekes is based on the question of Abzira and the answer of Abaya. Certainly there is no question that both Rabbi Chisra and Rabbi Elazar agree that if there's a Chotza that's Meyuchid Lepiris and Teshvarim, both to the Mazik and to the Nizik, then certainly they wouldn't be considered to be a Bistachar, and even Rabbi Chisra would agree to Rabbi Elazar that the Mazik would be put on Shen V'Regel, and the only time there's a Machlekes between Rabbi Chisra and Rabbi Elazar is in a case where the chatzah was miyuchid for Paris, for both of them, but this chatzah was not miyuchid for the behemoths, and therefore Rav Chista holds like a Abaya that since it's not miyuchid for the Shvarim, therefore it's called Stei Acher, and therefore Yechayev and Shen V'Regel, and Rabbi Elazar holds like the Shita Rav Zera that since the Mazik had Rishus for the Paris, even though he doesn't have Rishus to bring his animals in there, but still not considered Stei Acher as it is considered his Soda, and therefore Rabbi Elazar holds that the Mazik would be Potter for Shen V'Regel, and there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rav Chista. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the brisa that Rabbi Elazar brought, Gufo, we just learned, Abba Klolis, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Imam Ben Zaken. There are four general categories that Rabbi Shimon Elazar discusses Ben Gein Zaken, and the first one is, Kol Shu Rishus L'Nizik, V'Leim L'Mazik Chayi Bakol, that in any place where the Rishus L'Nizik would be there, and the Mazik trespassed, then the Mazik would be Chayi Bakol, and the Gemara states, Al Kol Tani, it doesn't say that the Mazik is Chayi for all different types of Hezek, instead, El Chayi Bakol, the brisa states that the Mazik is Chayi in the entirety of the Hezek, and the Gemara explains, Bekuli Nezik, that's coming to teach you that even if the Mazik damages the Nizik through Karen, and generally if it would be Yatam, you'd be Chayiv Chatzin Nezik, but over here, since he went and he trespassed into the Rishus of the Nizik, therefore he'd be Chayiv Nezik Sholim, even if his animal was only Yatam. And the Gemara states, money, that who is this price going like? Rav Tafrin, it's going specifically Rav Tafrin, the Omar, and he holds Mishun and Karen B'chatzah Nizik, and for an animal to go into the Chatzah of the Nizik and to trespass, and then to go and feel so comfortable to go and damage through the use of Karen, is so unusual, and therefore the Mazik should have been so careful to make sure that this animal doesn't go into someone else's field, and therefore Nezik Sholim Mishalim, even if the Shar is a Tam, the Mazik would be Chayav to pay his Nezik Sholim. And the Gemara continues and asks the Stira on this first case of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as Amos Sefer, let us see this fourth category that Rav Shimon ben Elazar brought, Loi Lezeh V'Loi Lezeh, if there's not a Rishus for the Mazik and the Nizik, Kegoyin Chatzah She'en Shal Shneim, and you have a Chatzah that doesn't belong to the Mazik and the Nizik, Chayav Baal Hashem V'Regel, you'll be Chayav for Shen and Regel, and my Loi Lezeh V'Loi Lezeh. What does the Brisa mean when it says that this Rishus did not belong to the Mazik and the Nizik? And Ilema Loi Lezeh V'Loi Lezeh Klal Elo De Acher, if you're going to say it didn't belong neither to the Mazik or to the Nizik and belonged to a third party, V'Abi'inu B'yu B'stei Acher V'Leka, but the Maisa the only time that the Mazik is Chayav V'Shen V'Regel, only if the Mazik's animal goes into the Rishus of the Nizik and damages the Nizik's property through Shen and Regel. Therefore, how could Rav Shimon Elazar say that the Mazik would be Chayav V'Shen V'Regel if he goes into the Rishus of Levi? And therefore, the Gemara states, El Pshita, and therefore, when Rabbi Shimon Elazar gave us this fourth category, it must be talking about a case of Leilazeh, Leilazeh, El Duchad, that this area does not belong to the Mazik and to the Nizik together, but it belongs to one of them, and it only belongs to the Nizik. And the Mice in the first category that Rav Shimon and Elazar brought, if there's a Sada that belongs specifically to the Nizik, then you'd be Chayiv for Shein V'Regel, and you'd also be Chayiv for Karen, and you'd be Chayiv Nezik Shalim, and there would be no din that Tam would be Chayiv only Chetzin Nezik. And therefore the Gemara is, V'Ktani Sefer, that the Mice Rav Shimon and Elazar taught us, that Tam Shalom Chetzin Nezik, Umur Mishalom Nezik Shalim. And the Gemara answers that there is no Stira, as Enoch and Nami, this fourth category that Rav Shimon and Elazar brought down, is not going according to the same Shita as the first Manda Oma, as that we said was going Lefi Rav Tafin. And Hasan Rabbanon, this Sefer is going like Rabbanon, the Amri, know that the Rabbanon argue Rav Tafin, and they say, Mishunah Karen B'Chatzin Nezik, Chetzin Nezik Kudu Mishalim, that the whole idea of why Karen pays Chetzin Nezik is because it's unusual for an animal to go and be niskaven to damage another animal. Therefore, if there's an animal that's a tam, so therefore it wasn't a major chiv to guard its animal that shouldn't go and damage in this manner. And therefore, even more so in a case where an animal of a mazik goes into the rishus of nizik and trespasses into someone else's rishus, will then even go and feel comfortable enough to go and damage the animal of the nizik by using karen, then certainly that's so mishunah, and certainly the mazik shouldn't have had to guard the animal for that. And therefore, certainly in a case of a tam, you're only going to be chayiv chetzin nezik. And they argue on the sheet of Rav Tafin. Gemara asks, Reisha Rav Tafin v'sefer Rabbana, are you going to tell me that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, the first category gave us is according to Rav Tafin, and the last category that he gave us is according to Rabbana? And the Gemara answers, in Enoch Nami, that's a pshat in Rav Shimon Elazar, the Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, that regarding the Mishnah that we will see in Daf Tes Vav and Beis, where we will also see that the Reisha seems to be going like Rav Tafin, the Sefer is going like Rabbana. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna you sharp one, Shvaik Mastisin v'ta basrei, that don't try to figure out the Mishnah according to one Tana and come and follow my Shita, that the Reish is going like Rav Tafin v'sefer Rabbanon. And over here also, the Reish is going specifically like Rav Tafin, and the last category that Rav Shimon Elazar brings is following the Shita of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Mishmed Rav Amar, Ravina says the name of Rav that Kula Rav Tafin, the real entire Brisa is going like Rav Tafin. And that is why in the first category of the Brisa, Rav Shimon Elazar taught us that Kol Shu Rishus L'Nizik V'loy L'Mazik, that the Mazik is Chayib Bakol, and the Mazik is even going to be Chayib Nezik Sholem if his shard is a Tam damages through Karen. And Ravina explains in the name of Rava, then the fourth category of Shimon Elazar, where he states, Leilazev Lezek, going Chasashen Shoshneim, the Chayib El Shem Val Regal, and Al Gichav Al Nashikav Al Gifav Al Vitz Val Bita, Tam Shalm Chetzenezek, and Muv Mishalm Nezek Sholem. That is discussing a specific case, and as the Gemara states, my Leilazev Leilazev, and what does the Brisa mean when it says that it was not Rishus for the Mazik and the Nizik, as Mashman and Nizik had rights to be there? Leilazev Leilazev appears that although the Sada did not belong to the Mazik and the Nizik for the Paris, El Dechad, and only belonged to the Nizik, and the Nizik is the only one that had the right to keep his parents there, Lizel Lusel Shvarim, but Mike said both the Mazik and the Nizik had a right to keep their Shvarim there, and therefore Lagabi Shen have a Lachotza Nizik, but the Gay Shane, where the animal of the Mazik goes and damages the parents of the Nizik, certainly it's considered the Chotza Nizik, and therefore it's considered Bia Bistiacher, and that's why you'll be Chayib on Shane Viregel in such a Chotza, and Lagabi Karen have a Rishis Rabim, but the Gay Karen, since both of these animals had a right to be there, therefore it's considered like Rishis Rabim, and that's why you only be Chayib Chotzin Nezek, and you won't be Chayib Nezek Sholim, even according to Rav Tafin. And the Gemara now is that if you're going to explain this fourth category in this manner, Yehochi Abosh Leishavo, then why did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say that there are four different categories? If Lachari, there are really three categories, and in this case, we're giving a specific scenario that Legabe Shen, it's considered Chotzin Nezek, and Legabe Karen, it's considered like Rishis Rabim. Lachari, this case was already included in the prior categories, as Benegia Shen, where you're going to be Chayiv, that is included in the ratio of Kol Shu Rishis Nezek, Loy Lamazek, that Yehochi Bakol. When an animal goes and damages through Karen and is considered like Rishus Rabim, we already spoke about that when we spoke about the case of Chatzah Shufim, because we learned that Chatzah Shufim Bikal Al Nagich Val Nagifa Tam Shalom Chatzah Nezek. L'chayra, since Rav Shimon Elazar stated that there are four klolos been again in Zokin, and L'chayra, how could it be that Ravina would state in Rava and explain the Brisa of Tafin in this manner if then we're only going to come out with three categories and not four categories? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and we continue on Daf Yudal and Beis, Shleisha Klolos Ba'abal Mekoymes. There are three general rules that are relevant to four different types of areas. And as Rashi states, the Inkan El Gimelinim, that there are really only three different rules, B'shus HaNizik Chai Bakol, B'shus HaMazik Potter Mikol, B'chatz HaShutbin Chai B'chatz HaNezer B'Karen, U'Potter HaShen B'Regel, Ava Ba Mekoyim Yisein, She'in Din and Shavah, that are four different areas where the Dinim are not exact. D'yesh Chatz HaShutbin Shu Chai Ba'al HaShen, K'goyin Mi'uchad HaZachad L'Periz, U'Shneim L'Shvarim, as we explained. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let's just point out that Rashi states that according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara stated that the pshat in the Brisa of Shimon Elazar was the first category of Shimon Elazar of Kol Shu Rishus L'Nizik V'Lei L'Mazik, they chayy bekol is going like Rav Tarfon. And the last category of Rav Shimon Lazar, it was also only the rishus of the nizik. We said b'negei karen, you only chayy of chetzi nizik if the animal was a tam, and we said that that is going like the shita rabbanu arguing Rav Tarfon. So once again, you only see three general rules, and you don't see four general rules, as the mice of the first and fourth are exactly the same, and just a machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbanon. And although the Gemara doesn't ask this question, Rashi, six lines from the bottom of the Amid on Daf Yudalim Nal states, Vidal Klol is the Kamer of Shimon, Trey Minayo, Bechad Duchto, Chad Kerab Tafin, Bechad Kerabonon, and I am the last thesis on Daf Yudalim Nal, which discusses the same point, and it's still a bit Tzarech Bira as to why we would call this Abba Klolis. And also, before we continue, let's point out that even though we had a category where it was a Rishus that was Shayach Lezel Lezeh, Kagoyin Chatzah Shutvin Vabiko, and we said Potaba Lashin Varegel, that is only, of course, talking about where the Mazik that damaged is one of the parties that has rights to the Chatzah, but certainly if someone else comes and damages one of the parties that own this field, certainly they will be chayiv, as certainly that is considered to be a b'stei acher. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we will take the lead from Rashi, who states one Rashi, and he says in the Mishnah, Shum Kesef Kulam Asisim Mefarash B'Gemara, and therefore we'll read the words of the Mishnah, and we will explain this when we learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah states, Shum Kesef, Shav Kesef, Bifnei Bezin, Val Piedim, Bnei Choyim, Bnei Bris, Van Noshim, Mechlal HaNezek, Van Nizik, Van Mazik, B'Tashlumin. And the Gemara is, My Shum Kesef, what does the Mishnah mean when it states that it has to be an appraisal of kesef and of value? So Rabbi Yehuda explained, Shum ze lo yehe elo b'kesef, then when you evaluate the damage that someone does to someone else, you have to evaluate based on the actual value of the actual damages. And as Rashi states, lo yehe elo b'kesef, shiyu bezin shomin, the bezin will estimate and will appraise, kama shava nezek mona mesayim, how much was the damage? Was it $100 or $200? The kachi shalom loy, and that is the amount that the mazik will have to pay. And l'chari, this seems pashert, and the Gemara now brings a braiso, which kind of tries to clarify this, but it doesn't make it that much better. As the Gemara says, Tanina l'had tana rabbanan, that based on the words of our Mishnah of Shum Kesef, that shows that the following braiso is not a mishabeshto, and it's a genuine braiso. As the braiso states, par shazika talis, that if Reuven's para damages the talis of Shimon, or tal shazika para, or the talis of Shimon damages the para of Reuven. As Rashi states, par shazika talis, shadarsalah b'chatz nizik, that the para trampled on the talis in the chatz of the nizik, and therefore is chayiv for regal, or there's a talis shazika para b'shus rabim, kagoyin sheniskalu behema b'talis, that an animal tripped on a talis that was in b'shus rabim, v'nishba regal para, and the leg of Reuven's para is broken, so inoimim tetsi para b'talis b'talis b'para. And in the first case, we don't say that since Reuven's para damaged the talis of Shimon, so now Reuven forfeits his para, and he has to give the entire para to Shimon, and we don't say in the second case that Shimon has to give his talis to Reuven based on the fact that he damaged his para. El Shamrei Sabadamim, we actually appraise the damage that was caused to either Reuven and Shimon, and that is the amount that you have to pay, and there's no knas that you have to pay your full para or your full talis. And as Rashi states, in Imrim Tetsi para betalis, yitalis a para shazika talisai, v'loy tein ishoimis, and you shouldn't appraise it, alahin chasavein yoysi yitlena, no matter what the value is, if it's more or less than damage, you'd be able to take that para. The din is, you base the payment based on appraisal of the actual damage. The Gemara continues and discusses the word in the Mishnah of Shavu Kesef. And the Gemara tells us the Tanur Rabbanan, this is based on the following Braisa, that the Braisa teaches us Shavu Kesef, that when the Mishnah states the word Shavu Kesef, Ben Lamed, this is teaching us She'im Bezin Skokin El Nechasim Sheishalan Achrayas, that Bezin only goes and collects for Nezokin from Nechasim Sheishalan Achrayas, meaning from Kaka. And of course, we always find that Kaka is called Nechasim Sheishalan Achrayas because it's something that you can't hide and something where people are very comfortable that they'll be able to go and collect from Kaka. Clearly, from the Braisa, it seems that the Nizik can't collect from actual Shavu Kesef and from something that's not kaka, and he must collect dafka from kaka. And the Braisa continues, Avon Kodim Nizik v'tafas. However, if the Nizik goes and he grabs onto Metaltalin, Bezin Goyvin Loimahen, then Bezin will allow him to collect from the Metaltalin. And the Gemara will explain this further. And the Gemara, of course, at the end of the Gemara will ask that Lamaisa, we just had a Braisa earlier that stated Yashiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef afilu subin. And therefore, how could it possibly be that the Braisa and our Mishnah will teach us that the Nizik could only collect from kaka and not from Subin and not from actual Shavu Kesef? Before the Gemara gets to that point, the Gemara still wants to understand why would we call Kaka Shavu Kesef? And the Gemara states, Amamar, we just learned in the Braisa, Shavu Kesef, that the word Shavu Kesef in our Mishnah, Milami, the Kitzadar, She'im Bezdin, the Skokel, and Chasim Shishra, and you can only collect from Kaka. May Mashma, how is it Mashma for the words of Shavu Kesef that's referring to Kaka? And the Gemara will make three attempts to explain this. So Amrav Ba'ullah, first Rav Ba'ullah tells us that the reason why Kaka is called Shavu Kesef is because Dava Shavu called Kesef, because Kaka has no din of Aina, and therefore no matter what price you give to Kaka, and no matter what price you buy Kaka for, sale would be valid. And as the Gemara states, Mainiu, and what is this referring to? Dava She'ilu Aina, and Kaka doesn't have a din of Aina, and Ayin Tosis points out that even though we say that kaka doesn't have a dinai nah, however, if you charge someone double the actual going rate for this kaka, then that would also be considered a nah. However, lemaisa, as compared to regular metalflin, then since regular metalflin, the dinai nah is based on a shtus, kaka is based on double the price, and therefore, when considered kaka, double shein le nah. Gemara is, so why is it that we stated that you could only go and collect from kaka, but lemaisa, avadim shtaris nami ein le nah, avadim shtaris also, there is no dinai nah, and lechari should be able to collect nizakim from avadim shtaris, and why did Brisa state that this is specifically talking about kaka, elam rabba ula, and therefore rabba ula comes up with a second shot, and when the Mishnah speaks about shava kesef, and we explain that shava kesef refers to kaka, the reason why we refer to kaka as shava kesef is because kaka is a dava nikla b'kesef, and you could buy it with the kinyan of kesef, and as we know, the kinyan of kesef doesn't work for metaltlin. In order to be kinyan of metaltlin, you have to do meshicha or hakbah, and once again, the Gemara is that how can you say that the word shava kesef specifically refers to kaka, if avodim b'shtaris, nami nikla b'kesef, avodim b'shtaris are also nikla b'kesef, and they can require with kesef, and as Rashi brings down, the avodim nami nikla b'kesef, k'tani b'kedushin, and shtaris, the nikla b'kesef, lo yisparah shecha, I'm not sure where we know that a note could be bought by using kesef, and you could actually make a kinyan with kesef when buying a note. And in cases where in this question of Gemara, he's only gurious, avodim nami nikla b'kesef, and the Gemara continues, elam Ravashi, and therefore Ravashi teaches us a third pshat, the way that we know in the Mishnah states, shav kesef, it's referring dafka to kaka, and not to metaltlin, and not to avodim shtaris, is because we're medayik, that you only could use something which is only valued as kesef, v'loy kesef, it's not mamish kesef, v'hani kulu kesef nenu, however, all other metaltlin, including avodim shtaris, which could be moved from one area to the other, therefore, as the Gemara mentioned earlier, that if you can't sell an item in place A, you could still take it to place B and sell over there, therefore, as we stated before, that even subin is considered a valid form of shav kesef, it's considered a cash equivalent, and therefore, when a Mishnah mentioned shav kesef, is telling us that the only way to pay for the nizakin is only by using kaka and not through metalflin. And the Gemara now we ask, Rami le Rabbi Huda Rachinu Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Shua, that we ask a stira that tana shav kesef melam she'im bezin nizakin lon chas b'shin shachayis. We just mentioned from a brisa and we explained the pshat of the Mishnah that when the Mishnah stated shav kesef, is telling you that you only pay nizakin from kaka and not from metalflin. But tanya, but we learned the brisa yoshev le Rabbi shav kesef afilu subin. So we learned that there is a din that shav kesef is kesef and you could pay damages by using kesef or even using shavu kesef and even using subin. And the Gemara answers, Hachamai Skinan, that in Chinami, our Mishnah and our Brisa is talking specifically about a case, Biyasmi, that the Nizik is coming to collect from Yisaimim. And we know that Metatel Biyasmi is Loi Mishtav de Lubach Chayiv. And therefore, as Rashi says, so if their father left over Kaka, then the Nizik could go and collect from the Kaka. However, they can't go and collect from Metatelin. Rashi explains the reason why about Chayiv and the reason why a Nizik can't collect from Metatelin of Yisaimim is the Ikalamim Achim Yisavim Kanam, as it's possible that the Yisaimim could always taina that maybe they bought these assets after the father died. And there's a question in Farshim as to the Pshat and Rashi. Does Rashi mean to say that if we specifically know that these metaltlin belong to the father, then the Nizik would be able to collect from metaltlin? Or does Rashi just mean to say that the reason why generally we said that you can't go and collect from the metaltlin of Yisaimim is based on this rule, but this became a general rule, and even if we knew that the father actually had these assets before he died, the Nizik and the Malvo would still not be able to collect from the metaltlin? The Gemara continues, Ibi Yasmi, if you're telling us the Brice is talking about a specific case where the Yisoyimim are paying for the Hezek, Ema Sefer, let's see the Sefer, then because of the Nizik, Vitafis Metaltlin, Bezin Gavin Lemahen, that if the Nizik went and grabbed onto the Metaltlin, then Bezin will allow him to take from those Metaltlin. And Ibi Yasmi, if we're talking about a case where the Yisoyimim are my Bezin Gavin Lemahen, Lemaisa, why would Bezin allow the Nizik to take from those Nechasim if there's a general rule that the Metaltlin Yasmi, Loy Mishtav Lubachayiv, and the Gemara answers, Kedam Rava, Amrav Nachman, that is going based on the din of Rava that he stated in the name of Nachman, Shatafis Mechayim, that we're talking about a case where the Malva went and grabbed the assets and grabbed the metaltlin of the father while the father was still alive. In our case also, we're talking about a case where the Nizik grabbed the assets and the metaltlin of the father while he's still alive. And although generally we say metaltlin the yasmi, but in this case, Bezum will allow the Nizik to take from the metaltlin since he already grabbed it while the father was alive. And the Gemara continues with the third din of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated b'fnei Bezdin that you have to collect in front of Bezdin. And the Gemara states, the Mishnah is excluding that if Reuven damages Shimon, and then prior to going to Bezin, Reuven already sold all of his assets, Bezin will not go and collect for the Nizik from the Lukuchais. And Rashi explains that at this point, not only did Reuven sell all of his assets, but he also doesn't have any more money. And as Rashi says, Bekilamais, Ubal Bezin, Shein Bezin, Ephraim, and Lukuchais. And the Mepharshim explained that even though we know that if there's a Milvak Suv Bishtar, then for sure you could be Goy from Lukuchais. And Lukhira, any time that you have a Hezek, it's considered a Milvak Suv B'Torah, and it's Suv Bishtar. Bardami, so how could the Brisa state that you wouldn't be able to collect from Lekuchais? And the Mefarshim explained that since the Mazik went and sold his properties before they went to a Din Torah, therefore there was no call, therefore the Nizik cannot collect from Lekuchais. But the Gemara continues and asks, Shema Mino, would we say that from here we learned that Lavo Machan Chasav, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and then Shimon went and sold his Chasav, and then Reuven comes to Bezdin to collect on his debt, and Bezdin Goyvel Imhen, that Bezdin will not go and collect from Lekuchais, of course you will be Goyvel. As Rashi says, V'kaim Alon, the Asim Malva V'tarif, that we know that the Malva could come and collect from Lekuchais, and therefore the Gemara changes the explanation and explains when our Mishnah said, B'fnei Bezdin, that you should collect in front of Bezdin, and L'pratlo Bezdin Yatis, the Mishnah is teaching us a din, B'negea, any type of damage in our Mishnah that's considered a Knas, and B'negea Knasais, then we have to have a Bezdin Mumchun, that they're the only one that could judge Dina Knasis, V'loi Bezdin Yatis, and you can't use a Bezdin Yatis, and we will stop over here.